Good morning, everyone. It is Monday morning, the 25th of March, 2024. And Mark is reading through the book of Titus. He's ready for the second chapter of Titus today. And in this chapter, Paul says that women should be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, obedient to their own husband, but the word of God be not blasphemed. I wonder what would happen if you read that to some of the feminists out there today. I don't think they would like that very well, do you? Also, it says that now the Armenians like to use this verse. My mom used it quite a bit. Verse 11, the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men. Well, salvation might appear to all men, but all men do not embrace it. We can see that. I mean, Romans 1 says that we can look at creation and see his eternal Godhead so that we're without excuse. Just because salvation has made an appearance doesn't mean that it has saved all men. Because the Bible says all men have not faith. Anyway, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, not for all men without exception, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from an ungodly and all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. So, again, this is not touting universal salvation. It's not even touting a well-meant offer to all men. It just makes a statement that he hath appeared to all men, including Jew and Gentile, from every tongue, every people, and every nation.
Titus chapter 2, but speak thou the things which become sound doctrine. The aged men be sober, grave, temperate, sound in faith and charity and patience. The aged women likewise, that they be in behaviors becometh holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things, that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, the word of God be not blasphemed. Young men likewise exhort to be sober-minded, all things, showing thyself a pattern of good works, and doctrine, showing incorruptness, gravity, sincerity, sound speech that cannot be condemned, that he that is of the contrary part may be ashamed, having no evil thing to say of you. Exhort servants to be obedient unto their own masters, and to please them well in all things, not answering again, not purloining, but showing all good fidelity, that they may adorn the doctrine of God, our Savior, in all things. The grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope of the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. These things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise thee.
Okay, well, I hope you all have a good week this week, and good Lord being in the manor. We'll be back tomorrow morning again. God bless. I'm going to be doing an interview for the next couple days with a neighbor of mine who has experienced a tremendous trial in his life and his family's life. All of their identity was stolen for their business. They lost, they basically lost everything. It's been kind of an eye-opener for me. Anyway, may the good Lord be with you today is my prayer. God bless.